This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:49 p.m. We are calling the Halloween essay reading to order.
What is going on?
Okay.
I was just
confused.
It didn't come
with a cutter.
So, No tino shade. The one day I go to class and you're not there. Yesterday. I took notes.
Here.
Good afternoon.
Here. On a
queue.
Great. Next item on the agenda is approval of the October 24th minutes.
Motion to approve.
There's been a motion to approve. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the October 24th minutes have been approved. Next portion is open microphone.
Oh, wow. I literally don't think we have the same.
Since there's no one in the audience, I think we are going to continue to move on to our announcements, unless there is a student assembly member who has something they need to say but is not on the agenda. Nope. Seeing none, open microphone is now closed.
Why do we have these students often all the time?
Next on the agenda, come on, guys. Get it back. Next on the agenda is announcements and reports. First is an end to the street announcement, BP the Visa.
I just want to
Thanks. Next on the agenda is a graffiti update, Representative Maletti. Next on the agenda is a diversity and inclusion update, BT Tulsi.
So we've received the majority of the diversity and inclusion plans from the Limited Organization, and as Nick said, we're going to start doing them this Sunday. We're creating a structure in which each community member will be the point person for 2 to 3 plans and also the backup person. So each plan will be read thoroughly by 2 people, and then they'll like present the plan, argue it. We're going to do it similar to the way like they do appropriations, just really we're going to cut it short, so each plan will probably get about 4 to 6 minutes of sort of airtime. And then we're going to that specific point person would like the review about it, and then we'll return it to the organization So that's sort of where we are right now. All this will go on Sunday. You have the diversity training this Tuesday. Thank you to everyone that came out. I think it was kind of good to understand like sort of bureaucracy and need to do this. And otherwise, I think that's important.
SADAC?
Oh.
SADAC meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, oh, and there's a SADAC meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Sorry?
I saw the plan to do a couple of years.
We received the majority then. They were due, yeah, they were due a little while ago, but we're still, some people are late and sending reminders to us that they're still sort of looking.
I need that back. Yeah. Thank you. Next is the leadership breakfast update. I don't know why I'm about to say you. so we had a leadership breakfast yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. It was very early in the morning. It was at Vancouver. It was pretty good. Actually, Tracy Matrano was there from CIT, and she talked about how CIT's plan now is to make new websites accessible. Particularly for people with disabilities. So that is a new, it's actually federal law, so it's going into play. So that's going to kind of be the next transition for them, and it's going to happen over the next 18 months. It's essentially the timeline for it. So if you have any questions about that, reach out to us and we'll connect you with that. Next is going to be a student services advisory group update. Oh, that's me. Okay, so I just left this meeting with the registrar, with the university registrar and the president of the GPSA, who's Monet Dumas, and a couple of other people, director of financial aid, and somebody who does graduate and professional services. And essentially, we talked about Ask Ezra, which is a new portal, essentially, that they're creating. And so they're kind of in the beta testing mode, and they want some more feedback on it to figure out how to actually make it a hub and kind of a launch pad for other things. The other thing we talked about is, actually, I have it with me, is actually the final exam schedule, or kind of a mock-up of the final exam schedule. As you guys know, or some of you know who are here, the university calendar changed a couple years ago, and it actually goes into effect this coming spring, so senior week is now senior days, so that will take place. Additionally, she said that they were doing mock-ups of what the final exam schedule will look like at that time, and they're trying to reduce bad events. Bad events are three exams in a day, three exams in a 24-hour period, front-loading large classes, seniors getting front-loaded. There are a couple of other things, so they have this whole algorithm where they're trying to figure that out. So they want feedback on that, so actually I invited both of them to actually come to an assembly meeting in the near future, and they're going to talk about both of those things and probably get some feedback from you all. So you'll be distributed that mock-up schedule beforehand, so just be on the lookout for that. Next is the Financial Aid Review Committee update, Representative Murphy. Going to be a community life committee update, Representative Stefanko.
Alright, so we just to say, we're really working on the same ideas that I've kind of already spoken about, but we have kind of nailed down on when we're hoping to launch these things. So both the composting and the university training plan will both be launching next semester. Training for the plan will be in February, and composting we're hoping to get off ground in January.
Good stuff. Next is appropriations committee update, VP of Finance Block.
Good afternoon, everyone. Next week, we'll be hearing club insurance, the Cornell Friendship Society, which is a new organization, we'll be hearing on cross.
Did you get determined in a lot of meeting dates?
No. They have not given me a complete application yet.
Okay. All I needed to know. The other two things I needed to mention.
Speaking of Alana, just so everybody knows what's going on, we are actually having a meeting with Alana and the Umbrella Organization to discuss their structure prior to our discussions on the UPF next semester. So we're actually having this discussion this Sunday. It's going to be at 2:30 p.m. It's not an open meeting. I just wanted you all to know what's going on. We're trying to keep it small on purpose, and they requested to keep it small. So it's just really kind of the Umbrella Organization, the leadership of the Umbrella Organization and the Alana Exec Board, and the few SA members who are actually supposed to be there. So Cameron and Thaddeus were kept in the loop about the what? No, Cameron and Thaddeus were kept in the loop because they are the advocates for that group. So it's a closed meeting. So just wanted you all to know what's going on. The other thing is, on a more fun note, trying to support you guys, then again, Saturday at 8 p.m., the class of 2017, I guess, first year, good for you all. They're having a talent show, apparently, so I'm just going to go down and judge. I've been asked to judge and throw some shade. So it'd be great if you all came down there and just had a good time with us and just kind of supported the bears, then also while we're there. And don't forget the last session of Understand to Overcome Race, the Power of Illusion is on Monday, or this upcoming Monday. If you missed the first two installations, it's fine. It was actually really good. But this is the third and final one, so I would encourage you all to come out there. Great. So, any announcements I missed? Forgot anything else anybody needs to add? Yep. Oops, sorry.
So I sent an email that to all of you for the essay monthly update email that we can all interact with. I've gotten a few responses, so I would love some more to include in the email. So if you want to send me an email, you can have it.
All right. Next on the agenda is going to be an SASC quiz. Okay, I was like, I can't see, I can't tell. And next is an SASC, right on time, is an SASC update from Co-Chair Claire Booth. So come on, homegirl. Oh, and Noah talks to you. Yeah. All right, you two have a few minutes. I'll give you a few minutes.
And all of the other things, this is for the community to have.
Okay, any questions? VP, Representative Prison, sorry.
question. What do you think caused the large increase in numbers of community groups, and do you expect that to affect the issue? And secondly, is the plan to be forced to still go back to funding around, or did you stay with the current structure and have those problems?
Yes, so I will take your first question about the community groups. So, the
Representative Bonani. Representative Henderson.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No comments? Great. Just so you know, this was a topic of at our leadership meeting with VP Murphy. Was it last week? Week before? Noah?
Two weeks ago.
When we met with VP Murphy, and the discussion did come up whether or not some of you might remember or might know. Well, some of you. We used to have the Student Assembly Organization Review Committee, whose charge was to look at groups that were already registered and new groups that were beginning to register to actually see if they were overlapping in mission and work to consolidate those groups. If it was brought back, you'd have to work differently because it folded because it was a little tedious and a little difficult to do. But that is a discussion that's happening just to see whether or not we can try to figure out a way to cut down the number of groups and still fund efficiently. So we'll be working with you guys a lot to try to find an answer to that question. If there are no other questions or if anybody else in the audience has a question, all three people, then thank you for coming. Bye-bye. All right, next on the agenda, we are going to move to business of the day, parliamentarian burger. Give me some goop, though, girl. Give me some goop, though. Thank you much. All right, VP Block, it's all you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Shut up.
The first organization that we incorporated in the future is Community Partnership Board. Community Partnership Board is located in the Public Service Center, and they're basically coming more of a line to fund community initiatives that are based on improving the lives of people in the courthouse community, especially the community, and also in the growth area. We've talked about a number of projects.
Seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to do a placard vote. All those in favor of approving the appropriations committee decision, please raise your placard. All those opposed? All those abstain? By a vote of 23-0-0, the decision stands.
First on the speaker list is Representative DeFenco.
Yeah, so I'm not.
not necessarily saying that we know the terms, but I think that there, I think you should put the administration or have the meeting back to see if this is something that they would be willing to or open to pay for. Considering if you're going to be mandated by federal government for all the universities to have a program like this, I think it's important that the administration pay for this and not the students. And I think one of the concerns that was made by other members is that it was mandated by or that if it was the administration's responsibility, that they would have been asked to do a program on these topics, and that becomes a fair point. But regardless, I still think that we should be looking to the administration to see if that isn't something that students are going to be paying for you know, in the next year.
Yeah. And I'll say, I personally agree with that, and I've also been reading out not seeing what sort of laws support or what sort of funds are being used in the end of the day. OSP accepted this decision, so they're comfortable with the funding that they need and what's required to put them on to speak about it. But I think that any time, you know, we do not charge students, it's always good. That is our job to provide the most programming possible for both of us. And certainly this is something that personally is going to be a part of the
funds. Did you look at 7?
Yeah, so I was one of the people that was strongly against us only partially funding it, but so I have a couple points on that. First of all, the law does not actually mandate that universities have this type of program. It doesn't really say that at all. The sense of the legislation is that universities should be doing service assistance. It doesn't actually say that it's this type of program. So to clarify that, and that law is like Title IX. Well, a combination of both. And then second of all, I talked to Susan Murphy actually about this yesterday because I was extremely concerned about the student assembly not backing something that we actually created last year. We created this, we had a resolution last year that told Orientation Steering Committee that we were going to have, that they needed a freshman orientation program addressing sexual assault and sexual violence on campus. So, I was talking against, I talked to Susan Murphy, and it sounds as though her office is willing to fill in the rest of the money for this type of program, and the conversation was that the student assembly, there needs to be student support for this type of program, but there also needs to be administrative support for this type of program, and that would be extremely effective. So based on that information, I'm fine with the funding level that the Appropriations Committee decided on. In addition, the funding level that the Appropriations Committee decided on will help, Susan Murphy and I have also discussed this, will help keep the cost of the CHWC down. So based on that information, I'm in support of this amount.
You see Batista. Yeah,
I'm just going to have the same part of the table as Melissa during the Appropriations Committee.
I think that a lot of times, and many people will be serving in that department on these like over the years, a lot of times there are questions that we have with the CPC and the leadership in the work. And I think that the need for an LD can pay for a lot of things that other schools don't have to pay for. The contribution is something that students pay a good amount for every year, and it's a record that seems to be measured in many schools, for example. So I think that we're all more addressing the kind of issues. I think it's something that's just generally the right way to go. What are our students getting out of all these? For example, the contribution is kind of the university that we as students have the unique opportunity to actually choose to come to our congregation, right? So that alone gives us the incentive to pay for it. And that's something that you should consider always when you're looking at funding decisions now and in the future. What are the students getting out of paying for? The good that the students pay for. I think that this is, I think that depends on the appropriation to do with appropriation. If it's something that's pushed for, it's quite right now. This program is actually good for it. Now, I know a lot of these push for programs questionable level for some people who would vote. I thought it was a really good program. So I think it's appropriate to engage with this.
Have a good speak on this. No. There's been a motion to approve. There's been a second. Is there any defense? Seeing none, we're going to do a placard vote. All those in favor of approving the Appropriations Committee decision, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126 All those opposed? All those abstain? By a vote of 24-0, the Appropriations Committee decision passed. Gentlemen, that is what we're doing. Well, 23. Oops, my bad. next on the agenda is actually old business, Resolution 18, which is actually Resolution 8. It's, you have the amended copy there. Here's how we're going to do this. I'm not actually going to make Cameron and then go out there again because let me explain. So when the president, when we forward something along to the president for approval, which, you know, is an act of legislation or an actual charter bylaw change, he has 30 days to approve that or send it back, you know, reconsider it or just doesn't like it. So he approved it, but REFA wanted us to reconsider or clarify the language on the section that talked about the committee evaluation. So he just wanted us to make sure we explicitly said in there that it was optional and that we would only, as we talked about in the meeting, and I think some of you expressed it also when you asked some of the questions, is that we would only collect that information in the aggregate, and that's the only information that people would see. So you wouldn't see, oh, here's so-and-so, here's their net ID or whatever, and they are black, and they identify as LGBTQ. No, that's not what you're going to see. It would be, 33% of the Appropriations Committee identifies as LGBTQ, or, you know, 52% of whatever committee is identified as a person of color or comes from an international background. That's the only information that will come out. And it's not something we would actually disseminate. We will not see the raw data ourselves. It is actually being collected by Linda Howe, who actually designed the survey for us. So you can find that on page, no business language, and it's on page 6. So, top two paragraphs, page 6, wasn't working. So, are there any questions about that? No? Any motions at this time?
Call the question.
There's been a call for questions. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are just. I'm going to say a call for acclamation. They're called for unanimous consent. Great. No dissent to that. It's accepted by unanimous consent. Great. All right. Next on the agenda is going to be Resolution 16, Revision of Arts and Sciences, Government Pre-Enrollment, Representative Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
You too? Oh, okay. I forgot your name, so I was like, no, but I'm proud of you. All right, you have 5 minutes.
Department share actually came out of the
basically, this was speaking about the election of the legislature, we'll have probably going to get back until, of course, the judges of all 2014. But yeah, it's pretty important, and
yes. Is this a sense of the body or legislation?
It's a recommendation, actually.
Okay.
And I was actually just about to pass it over to Parliamentarian Burgess because I forgot again. Let you have it, Jordan. Okay.
This cannot be voted on today. It is a meeting of the Adams County Governor's Bureau and its recommendation. It will require a majority vote.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, if you are so inclined, you can actually motion to move it to business of the day.
I move to make business of the day.
It's been a motion to move it to business of the day. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, this is now business of the day, which means that you are free to discuss openly. It's not just questions. Person to speak with is Representative D.P. Block.
Great. Representative Thomas.
Thank you.
Thompson.
What did I say?
Thomas.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put it off now. I'm dead serious about this. These are the sort of things that we should be bringing to the student assembly. Like, finally, we finally have an initiative that someone's been pushing to make an actual legislative change for the benefit of the student body. So thank you, and all of you should be paying attention to these kind of things. Because in all seriousness, these are the sort of issues that we should be working on, you know, where we can make a policy change to the operation of an academic department or a university department, where we have this power, we have this influence to make recommendations. So I just wanted to say that, you know, this is a great initiative. I think it's pretty obvious that it's going to pass. It makes sense. But all of you should pay attention to this, because these are the sort of things that you should be looking out for in your communities and the things that you should be trying to legislate.
I mean, the best. Thank you. And I'm sure D.P. Block is not pooing on anybody, on any of the work that you all are doing. He's very celebratory of the work that you all are doing, and he's just anxiously awaiting to see them all come before the assembly. Next is active D.P. Tulsi.
I'm really glad to read the process forward. As a job maker, it's a huge issue. It's really annoying to, like, you know, try and start a class and get your schedule, you know, set up and suddenly see you have, you know, another section at like 9 a.m. on a Friday morning or something. So this is really helpful. I just would recommend that everyone support this, even if you know you don't have experience with gov classes, which is a really very pertinent and relevant policy change. So one thing is I just want to make sure it's sort of a brag. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know, like, what are the chances that you'll actually accept this and go forward that you can make this actually happen?
Okay.
Sure. So, we have been doing this for a long time. One of the things I have to figure out is why they're doing it the way they are. And it turns out that several decades ago, there was a problem with government professors. I guess, what can you say in terms of session? So that way, it's a lot of rooms, and you can get it if they have no excuses, they just want to have a lot of people to look into it. And the university is really happy about that. So they end up changing a lot of policies. However, that was just an idea that we expected to change. But so for now, like I said, the director of American Studies is all of us that's been spoken to share. And unfortunately, the chair didn't come today. I don't think we can be able to talk to someone. But they are going to be able to do it. And this is come down to maybe the blood pressure to be written, which is so that they want to show that students
trying to break stuff up in here. Okay, next is Representative Bonatti.
Make sure that all classes, you know, any of that can be very, very important.
question. As far as I know, from the legal department, that specifically with legislation addressing the fact that you don't know until after courts see and what courts are certain for, that to be as far as where you have that, which is a bigger issue. I know that one of the problems with the committee was such attempt to work on you have to go to the other website in order to sign up for the section, which can be a major hassle, which, because I don't know the exact parameters of how they can run it, so that's why they have to use it for a lot of more people, like number of students. They might have to rush out of why you need to be that way, because the government department has this way to do it for, policy, spend them for 30 years. But yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why it falls in the other way, because I'm not going to be President Smith, which is, the authority was on the all the small problems further in the university, so it's just that understanding that university. So with the people that they should do, not just that, just like the government talking about the main, is that with this, with government as an example, they comply with the visa question, is what we're going to use government as an example to, if there are other problems that are not moving by the standardization of what most of them do, we can hopefully point to the government from changing their policies.
VP Batista. No? Yes? No?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for coming, and I just want to follow up on the point. I think it would be more constructive to ask you what your next steps are, kind of setting the standard for representative interior rooms, rather than not chat right now, because I think that both of you know the process is following up with the resolution.
Sure. So first, I'll make sure that the government department basically falls under this. So I think we continue to contact the director of the study, as well as the chair of the department, really make sure that it's working as it doesn't. I definitely want to search out other departments of schools and courses to get for that, that aren't necessarily standardizing their processes for pre-enrollment. So I think that right now you're not focused on government. I think there are other departments that potentially do have a state change.
Yeah, and just to clarify on process, just so you know, if this passes, I forward it to also not only Gordon but also his registrar of representatives, the Virginia representatives, and the faculty senate education policy committee, who actually has jurisdiction over scheduling and all of that. That
I just think that's a good thing to clarify.
Yeah.
We haven't had that information before,
right. Yeah, you're right, absolutely. So that's what's going to happen. So everybody who actually is in charge of scheduling will know. So they'll be put on. And you'll actually probably be called before the faculty from the CPC to actually explain the resolution and they'll decide what to do with it. Next is Representative Luke.
Hey, Representative Austin. I just want to say, I know we talked about this issue earlier in the agreement with the class that we brought into life. And I'm just being able to admit.
Call to questions and seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to do, I'll give you a roll call vote because it is your first resolution.
Ooh.
Will the clerk please call the wrong side? She just gave me the most epic eye roll. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Of course. Yes.
Yes.
Not in the room.
Yes.
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 Yep.
Can't be a little more enthusiastic.
Perfect. So by a vote of 24-0-0, resolution 16 passes. Congratulations for your participation. As a 50 year in the government department, I commend you for doing this because my rationale was not to bring forth the resolution. I just sign up and don't go to the section. Sounds good to me.
Seeing as how Trustee Gitlin has not graced us with his presence tonight, I move to adjourn the meeting as we have nothing else to discuss other than the resolution.
So there has been a motion to adjourn. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are adjourning the meeting at 5:36 p.m.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.